Kapito, Sadik Dalit, Tilan Sadik Dalit, the Shir Shalyoim of Wednesday. So this parak is talking about the tainas that the people that do averas have against Hashem. They have a taina, they're saying, haha, we're doing averas and we're not getting punished. The tzaddikim are suffering. And this is their approach and their attack against Hashem. And we'll see what Hashem's response is. This is what David HaMelech is saying. So, Pasuk Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Kel Nekamas Hashem, Kel Nekamas Sophia. Hinase Shoyfeit Haaretz, Hashem Gimel Ageim. Ad Masai Risharim Hashem, Ad Masai Risharim Elezun. Yabia Yedabu Asak, Yisamu Kopo Ale Oven. So what's happening over here is the Pali Oven, those that do Averas, are trying to prove that there's no Hashkacha from Hashem. There's no Schar, there's no Einish. They don't get punished. And they're saying there's three reasons why they should be getting punished. First of all, Hashem is a Kel Nekamais. Hashem takes vengeance. And look, he's not doing anything. Second, Hashem is a Shefet Haaretz. And he should judge them and punish them. And he's not. And second and third of all, there's the Yashrus. It's Yashrus. It's straight. Why should the Risharim be happy and be Matzliach and not get punishment? This is what the Poily Oven, the ones who do Averas, are saying. Come along Pasuk Hey and Pasuk Vav. Amcha Hashem Yidaku, V'nachaloscha Yianu, Almanu Yigei Yaregu, V'yisoyim Yiratzeichu. The Pali Yavin are continuing. And they're saying, listen, we're torturing Klal Yisrael, we're killing the tzaddikim. They're weak. We're beating them up. We're beating the almanas, the people that are weak. There's no mishpat. Look how we're getting away with everything. That is another taina from the Pali Yavin. Comes along Pasuk Zayin. V'yomru lo yireh ka, lo yavin okei Yaakov. Their final taina is, it must be that Hashem doesn't see or doesn't know. They're saying like this, either Hashem created the world, he knew what was going to happen, but there's no more like Hashkacha Pratis. That's lo yira Hashem. Hashem is not seeing anymore. Or the other taina was, maybe he doesn't even know. Maybe Hashem has no yidia in this world at all. And that's why the Shem able to go ahead and destroy the world. So either Hashem created it, saw what was going to happen, but like checked out, doesn't do Hashkacha Pratis, or he may not even know what happens. He's like, the world just goes on by itself without Hashem even knowing what was going to happen. These are the final tainas of the Poily Oven. Okay, that's Pasuk Aleph through Zion. Comes along Pasuk Ches, Tes, and Yud. This is where the rebuttal is coming. Binu boyarim ba'am, uchasilim masai teskilu, hanayta oizin halo yishma, im yaita ayin halo yabit, hayayta goyim halo yachiyach, hamalamed andav do'as. Pasuk Ches, Tes, and Yud, Hashem is saying, listen, if I, Hashem, don't have a koyach to see and I don't know, so how do you people have a koyach? Where do your koyach to see come from? Where do your koyach to know come from? It must be that Hashem gave it to us. We have it in more of a gushim way. And Hashem has it without the gashmias, but Hashem has that ability to see and to know. Come on, Pasuk Yud and Pasuk Yud Aleph. Hayayze goyim halo yachiyach, hamelamed adam das, Hashem yodea machshavos adam, kihema havel. Hashem is trying to tell us he is the Mashkiach, and he reveals a certain yechidim, he gives a certain nevuah to certain people about the Hashkacha. And the Yisurim that Hashem does give to the Goyim, like by the Mitzrim, right? How does Hashem give it to them? Because Hashem knows exactly what they're doing. Hashem knows their thoughts. Hashem punishes them. Hashem gave punishment with exacting judgment, with Hashkacha Pratis for each one. Pasuk Yud Beis Yigimel. Ashri Agev Eshet Yasrenu Ka, Umitaras Chasalam Denu, Lahashkit Loi Mimeira, Adikarat Larash Shachas. So Hashem is now coming to explain what's a pshat in Russia, the Toivoi, Sadik, Varaloi, that through that slach of the Russia, he's quickly bringing his end to the future, his end, bring it closer. That Hashem will pay them back, will give them the reward, but then he'll be able to cut them off forever. The tzaddikim, he wants to punish them a little bit because they're worthy of a little punishment. But then it's going to be sheket. It's going to be alahashkelo mimeira. Those days of bad will end. They're going to come to an end because Hashem paid back the tzaddikim with their punishment and the rest of their life will be good. Whereas their shayim will be lost forever. They're going to get their good now and they'll be lost forever. That's Pasuk Yud Beis Gimel. Pasuk Yud Dalet. Ki lo yitosh Hashem amoy, lo nachalasa lo yazoiv. Hashem does not leave us. Hashem is always there for us and does a machlekes, fights for us, the tzaddikim, against the Rishayim. Tezvav, ki atzedek yashuv mishpat, v'yacharav kol yishrei lev. Even though the Rosh is chayv and einish, Hashem pushes off to do it at the right time, but tzedek, the mishpat. That should be exactly the right time. But it's with the tzedek, it's with the righteousness that Hashem is doing that. It could be because there's certain tzchus avos that the Rishayim have, or in order they should do tshuva, or they haven't fulfilled not completely worthy of the full punishment yet. And therefore Hashem is pushing it off a little bit. And same thing for tzaddikim. The tzaddikim, Hashem teaching us with mishpat, that we're going to get our reward at the right time. It's better for us or for our kids if it's pushed off a little bit. So everything is being done, as Chazal says, Bob says, the tzedek uber mishpat. Now, comes like part two of this, or we'll say part three. So part one was the taina of the Avera people, the Rishayim, the Palyavin. Part two was Hashem's response to them. Now, Pazik Tezayin Yedzayin, part three of this parak. Mi yakum li imreem, mi siyatei li impayalevin. Luli Hashem azasavi, kemat shach radu manashi. David HaMelech was saying that he almost gave up hope. He almost gave up hope from Hatzalah. Because al piteva, he could not defeat his enemies. He had so many enemies, so many people fighting him. He almost gave up hope. Pazik Yedchas, im amarti mata ragli, chascha Hashem yis adini. It's like I almost already fell, and only me, this a chesed, could come and pick me up. Chas, only the chesed of Hashem could pick me up. Pasuk Yutes, b'roiv esar apai b'kirbi tanchumecha yeshashu nafshi. That at the time they're singing about the Rishayim, and that the Rishayim have this peace, he was like wondering to himself, these Rishayim have peace, and I don't. So he was talking to his soul, to his nefesh, what's going on? Pasuk Chaf. That's impossible. Don't cling to the Sharm. Even though they're doing well, don't go cling to the Sharm. Don't go cling to the Melech, who's a Rasha. It may be enticing to go over to him, but the Maisa, he's acting with Maisa Rishas, with bad Gezeras, bad Chukim. Don't go there. Yagoydo al-Nefesh Sadik, v'damnaki yashiu. It's not good for the tzaddikim that to go ahead and justify the murderers and hang out with them. That's the melech over Russia. But the kisei of Hashem doesn't do like that. Doesn't do rishus. Doesn't murder. Doesn't do things without justice. And therefore, even though the Risharim are not getting punished, right now the Risharim are doing well. Don't run to them. But that was like, it was enticing. The Risharim are doing well. Let's go into their team. Tell them saying, no, don't give in. Don't go over there. Stay with Hashem. Stay with the Melech Mishpat. Pasuk Habez, Vayi Hashem li lemiskav velokai letzor machsi. Hashem created everything, runs everything with Hashkacha Pratis. Pasuk HaGimel, V'yashar aleim es oinam uvrasam yatsmisim Hashem l'chinu. In the end, the Rishonim get cut off because they're bad. They're doing bad to the world. Hashem is doing the Mishpat. Hashem is doing Hashkacha Pratis and will save us. So that's a wrap. That is Perek Tehillim, Perek Tzadik Dalet, Shishayim of Wednesday, with these three parts. The Taina from the Rishayim, how Hashem doesn't see what they're doing. The Rebala from Hashem, I see exactly what you're doing, and I punish exactly at the right time, and I reward exactly at the right time. And then Dovid HaMelech's internal turmoil, Hashem, please save me. It's hard. I'm almost giving up hope. I need your chesed to save me. And don't go to the Rishayim, even though you're doing good. Hang on, Hashem is going to pay them back. Hang on to the tzaddikim, hang on to Hashem, and Hashem will give us Hashkacha Pratis and save us. Tehillim, Tzadik Dalet, Shir Shayim of Wednesday.